Good afternoon. The storm system that brought the wet snow and rain to our area yesterday continues to lift out through New England and into the Canadian Maritimes. As a result, we'll still see mostly cloudy skies with some upper-level energy still swinging through, and we run the risk of a few rain showers and perhaps some wet snowflakes across the higher terrain, all of this on the heels of a gusty northwest breeze. The breeze will tend to dry things out during the day, so more in the way of breaks of sunshine from time to time, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, where temperatures are expected to reach the upper 40s to around 50. Elsewhere, lower to mid 40s should do it for afternoon highs, with extreme northern New York and New England staying in the upper 30s to around 40, including the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. High pressure will build in, keeping it dry this evening with partly cloudy skies. Then a disturbance will sweep across the northern Great Lakes and into our region late tonight and tomorrow. The result will be more cloud cover and a few passing showers for tonight and tomorrow. Lows will dip back into the middle and upper 30s, and highs tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies will be back into the middle 50s. Another weak disturbance will pass through on Sunday. This one potentially with a few more showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, certainly not raining the whole time, but a little bit unsettled with highs in the lower 50s. A new area of high pressure will build in time for Halloween. This will produce mostly sunny skies for the day on Monday, and it will reach the lower 50s once again. At trick-or-treat time, the high will keep it dry right on through the evening with temperatures sliding back into the 40s. On Tuesday, a warm-up with a southwesterly wind flow developing will have a mix of sun and clouds and highs around 60 and into the lower 60s on Wednesday. The next disturbance right now is scheduled to arrive on Thursday with the next chance of showers. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread rain is forecast for much of the Pacific Northwest into the weekend as a large upper-level low approaches from the Pacific Ocean. A series of fronts will move inland while interacting with the tropical moisture from Tropical Storm Seymour off the west coast of Mexico as it's drawn northward. Precipitation will spread east through the Great Basin and intermountain west with snow in the higher elevations of the Cascades, the Sierra Nevadas, the Sawtooths, the Beartooths, the Tetons, the Wasatch Range, the Bighorns, and the Central Rockies. With higher than normal moisture content expected this weekend, periods of heavy rainfall may be possible across portions of central and southern California and portions of northeast California over the weekend, especially Sunday. Excessive rainfall may increase the risk for flash flooding in these areas. Flood watches and advisories have been issued for coastal southern California. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, to a low of 10 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, upper 40s. Boston, mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered rain showers, lower 50s. And in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, with highs in the upper 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today is 55 degrees, the average low 36, the record high 78 set in 1971, and the record low 18 in 1974. Sunrise this morning, 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:52 p.m., 10 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with rain showers and mountain snow showers today. Highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing shower today and highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with rain showers and mountain snow showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered rain showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing shower today and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing shower today and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and milder, a few rain showers, mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers Sunday in the lower 50s. Mostly sunny Monday in the lower 50s, back into the upper 40s with dry weather at trick-or-treat time. A mix of sun and clouds near 60 Tuesday, mostly sunny 61 Wednesday. And a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers Thursday, back into the upper 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.